Ready? The middle of Parshas Lech Lecha describes after the battle between the kings and how Avraham Avinu steps in to the four and defeats the four mighty kings and rescues Lot. After he's coming back from the battlefield, so the Torah tells us as follows. First, Vayetze Melch Sodom Likraso, this is Yudalad Yud Zayin. Avram was successful in restoring all the property and Lot, and everything is wonderful. He saves the life of Melch Sodom and of Lot, and the king of Sodom comes to greet Avram. Achave Shuvo Meakosis Kedar Lomeres and Welcome Sherito, El Emik Shaveh Omekamasat. The Torah describes the Melch Sodom coming out to greet Avram in this location. Melch Sodom had what to say to Avram. He's going to tell him, Ten li ha-nefesh v'chush kach lach. He's going to offer Avram the option of keeping all the spoils of war and just to return the people. But before the Torah gives you what he said to Avram, the Torah introduces three psukim right in the middle. Right after this pasuk that Melch Sodom came out to greet Avram, the Torah continues, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. There was this individual, Malki Tzedek. Rashi tells us, Chazal, he was Shem ben Noach. He was the king of Shalem, which is Yerushalayim, then it was known as Shalem. Hotzi Lechem Vayoyin, he brought out for Avram Lechem Vayoyin. Rashi says, Kach Osen Ligiyem Mochama, people were weary, so he's giving him some refreshments. Ve'u Kohen Lekel Elyon, and the Torah says he had a status of Kohen. He was a Mishares. Vayivarcheu Vayomar, and Malki Tzedek issues a bracha. He says, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon Kone Shemaim Va'aretz. He refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Avram is blessed to Kel Elyon. That's the supreme God. Kone Shemaim Va'aretz, we use this in our davening, of course. We say Kel Elyon, and then we say Kone HaKol in our bracha of Avos. But Friday night in Main Sheva, we actually say this. We say, right before Magen Avos, we're doing the Me'ein Sheva, right? We say, Kel Elyon, Kone Shemaim Va'aretz, right? This is from this pasuk. So you have extra kavana tomorrow night in the davening. And then he uses it again, Kel Elyon, also you'll know for the davening for the Zmiros, also Baruch Kel Elyon, right? This is, again, have kavana for Zmiros Shabbos, the same pasuk. Baruch Kel Elyon, Shemigin Serecha B'Yadecha, second thing that he says is Baruch Kel Elyon, elevated the supreme God, that he saved you. He handed your enemies over into your hands. Vayitin l'masa mikol, and Avram gave him ma'aser. Rashi says he was a Kohen, so he's entitled to the tithe. So then, after these three psukim of Malki Tzedek, how he greeted Avram and he brought the lechem b'yayin and he gave him the bracha. Next pasuk, Vayom melch Sodom el Avram, ten li ha-nefesh v'chush kach lach. The king Sodom, who had come to greet Avram, says, "Give me the people, and you keep the booty, the spoils of war." And Avram says to Melch Sodom, nothing doing, Arimosi Yadi El Hashem, and notice again, Kel Elyon, Kone Shemaret, he uses the same two titles, the accolades of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that were used by Malki Tzedek a few minutes before, as a Shvuah. And the Shvuah is, Im Yichud V'ad Tzvoch Na'am, M'kach M'ko Shalach, I can't take even a shoelace from you, V'lo somar, you shall not say or boast, Ani Ashadis Avram. You have a hidden agenda here. You want to be able to pride yourself that you made Avram wealthy because he got to keep all the spoils of war. I'm not taking it all, only for those who came with me, and they're entitled to their share for their efforts, but anything more, I'm not taking. So the whole Sukkot of Sukkim is very puzzling in the sense that the Torah starts by telling us, Vayetze Melch Sodom Likraso, Melch Sodom comes to greet Avram, and then it stops and doesn't tell us what Melch Sodom said. And then we have in the middle, Malki Tzedek Melch Sholem and all of these three psukim. And then the Torah gives us what he said, Vayom Melch Sodom al Avram, and he tells him, what's going on? Why is the Torah mix here the story of Malki Tzedek right in between Melch Sodom's approaching Avram to greet him, and then what he offers him, Avram refuses? The whole thing is very puzzling. So the Orach Chaim says something very interesting, and I want to develop this a little bit in a certain way. The Orach Chaim says, the tam shehifzik be'inyan melech sholem ben yitzias melech sodom lehodas devarav el Avram. Why does the Torah interrupt that which it says that melech sodom came to greet Avram and what he said with Malki Tzedek? Lehagid shvach hatzadikim Ma beinam ubein harishayim, to show us the contrast between a tzaddik and a rasha. How so? Kimelch Sodom yatzah likras Avram, liros panav reikam. Melch Sodom is coming to get Avram. Avram is weary from the battle. What does Melch Sodom come to bring Avram? Nothing. Empty-handed. Hagam she'elav yichuyiv lahak b'pnei Avram b'mincha kiyad hamelach. He's a king, and he should come and bring Avram a big package, a goodie package. V'hu ha'rasha yatzah b'yadayim reikonios. Empty-handed. The shame had tzaddik, that's the contrast, mibrichi of nedivos, he had no obligation, yart vehikbil pana blechem vayayin. So what is he trying to say? The Torah wants to show you the contrast. Melchizedek is coming, and he's not going to bring anything with him. Malkitzedek, he's coming with lechem vayayin, like a mensch. You give Avram what he needs. Like Rashi says, yigiyah melchama. And Melch Sodom, yeah, to the contrary, he's not coming with anything. Let's take it a step further. V'hu Kohen Kel Elyon. That Torah gives him the status of a Kohen. We know one of the roles of a Kohen is, as we know, Birchas Kehanim. Kohanim, give a bracha. The Pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Hivdu Hashem et Shevet HaLevi, Lassis Nervis Hashem, Lamod L'Nei Hashem L'Shar, So Vorech B'Shmo. Part of the selection of Shevet Levi, which includes the Kohanim from Levi, is Mevarech B'Shmo. The tafkid of a Kohen is to be Mevarech. So we know that we make a bracha before Birchas Kehanim, and have to spell every day, for the Sephardim here also every day, and for us, unfortunately, not every day, on special occasions. But the bracha says Be'ahava, Mevarech Be'ahava. The Zohar HaKadosh, quoted by the Mogen Avraham, says that a Kohen who doesn't feel a sense of good spirit, goodwill for the people he's blessing, should not bless. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Tov Ayin Hu Yevorach, and we read it Yevorech. Tov Ayin makes a bracha. Then you make a bracha requires a sense of nedivos, a sense of generosity, a good spirit. So what the Or HaChaim is saying is not just in terms of the contrast to Melch Sodom and the gesture of Malkitzedek, in terms of a menschlich thing to do, but it's also connecting to what he did. Vayivarcheu vayomar, Kohen gives a bracha, and a bracha should be out of Nediva Salev, out of Ava, and so was with Malkitzedek. He was a Kohen. In that way, he did the right thing that a Kohen does, to feel love and to express it in the bracha that he gave. And this is, of course, a contrast to Melch Sodom, who didn't come with anything, and even though he's offering Avram Tenliya Nefesh, but it's only really for self-serving reasons, because he wants to say that I made Avram rich, so he can always boast on that. So Avram calls his bluff. Avram doesn't want to be used by Melch Sodom for the sake of his own self-serving motives. Avram says, I take a shvua not to take anything beyond what I'm giving the people with me. So that all sounds very beautiful in terms of Malkitzedek and his role as a Kohen and his bracha. But there's a fascinating Gemara in the Nedarim and Daf Lamed Beis on the day, the end of the parak there, the end of the third parak of the Nedarim. The Gemara says, Amar v'schariya mishma b'shmoel, b'keish HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hotzi kuhuna mishem. Originally the plan was Hashem wanted kuhuna, the line of kuhuna should descend from Shem, and all of Shem's descendants would have the status of Kohanim. Shenema Bahu Kohen Lekel Elya. But Melchizedek made a mistake. Kevan, notice what he said. First he said, Baruch Avram Lekel Elyon, Kone Shemayim Varetz. And then the next thing he said, Baruch Kel Elyon. So first, he offers a bracha to Avram Lekel Elyon. And then he said, Baruch Kel Elyon, means the bracha was to HaKadosh Baruch. Kevan Shehigdim Birkas Avram LeBirkas HaMokom. So that means he lost his privilege to become the progenitor of Kohuna. Hotzia me Avram. It was shifted over to Avram, and Kohuna is going to come now through Avram's line, and of course, through that it's going to be, after it's going to be Aaron and Levi, but it's not Shem. It's not all of the B'nai Shem. Shenema vayivorcheo vayoma baruch Avram ke'on shemei ba'aretz, baruch ke'o elyon, omo lo Avram, as if Avram said to him, v'chimagdimin birchas eved lebirchas kono. You first give the bracha to the Eved and then the master. So miyad nitna l'Avram, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, a whole way of drashing the pasuk, al divrasi Malkitzedek, al dibur shem Malkitzedek, and that's v'hu kohen kel elyon, who kohen the ein zara kohen. It's not going to continue. So there was a flaw, so to speak, in Malkitzedek's bracha. The bracha in that expressed itself first to Avram and then to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why the kohen couldn't continue with him. It's interesting because it comes out that Avram got what Melchizedek should have had, but there was something missing in Melchizedek's role as a kohen that Avram had to fix. And that is the recognition that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what's the pshat in that? So I want to explain it as follows. When a kohen gives a bracha, what's the pshat? Hashem says, Kosa Baruch Hu Espinei Yisrael. What's the definition of the kohen giving a bracha? There's a Lashna Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. There's an Isser Bal Tosif. When you add to a mitzvah, you violate Bal Tosif, right? One application of Bal Tosif is if a kohen decides to give his own bracha on top of the words that the Torah gives him as the formula Yivarecha. So he'll say Yivarecha, Yishmerecha, Yarshim, Yismach HaShalom, and then he'll want to say something more. Hashem Okev HaSechem Yosef Oichem Kachem Elef Pa'amim. Another pasuk. Beautiful. Add it on. Says the Braisa, Minayin L'Kohen She'olu Duchan, Shelo Yomar, Ho'il V'nasno L'Tor Rishus L'Varech Es Yisrael. Since the Torah gave me Rishus L'Varech, Osip bracha achas mishali. Let me add on a bracha mayon. Kigon Hashem okechem Yosef echem kochem. Tamrom will sosif. So there's a halacha about Tosif that relates to brachas kehanim. The kohanim are bound by the words of the text of the Torah. These are the words kosev baruch hu, lo sosifu. You can't add your own thing. But what's the havamina? The lashon is ho v'nasna litor rishus levarich. Now the word rishus we could translate in different ways. What does rishus mean? Permission. What else does Rishus mean? Rishus, what? Bailus. Government is called Rashus, right? There's authority. So there's a whole question, exactly what's the pshat with Birchas Kehanim? Who's giving the bracha? Kadosh Baruch Hu said Kosa Baruch Hu. So there's a range of ways to explain it. The example, there's a Rashban that says that the Kohanim are saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. It's a tefillah. Hashem answers the tefillah, the Kohanim are the ones to be mispala. That's a very dramatic way of putting it. There's a Rambam in Hilchus, this is Kapayim, in Hilchus Tefillah, in Perek Tezvav. It's based on Yerushalmi, Halacha Zayin. Don't say that, who's this Kohen, this Birchas Hedyot, he's giving me a bracha. Don't say that. She'en kibu abracha toli b'kohanim, ela ba'kodesh baruch hu. V'sam was shemi v'ani avarachem. Hakonim do their part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevarech Es Yisrael. The Mevarech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Any way you look at it, though, it's obvious that you have to ultimately see the koach that the Kohanim have, to whatever extent they have a koach, as a channel, a conduit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the extent that the Kohen makes it about himself, that's a flaw. It has to be seen, whether it's a tefillah, whether it's more than a tefillah, but conduit. Tov Ayin Hu Yivarech doesn't mean that the Kohen is a bailim on it. Rishus doesn't mean Rishus in the absolute sense. Rishus means something, however far you want to go with the word Rishus, but not to the extent that I can decide to add my own, and not to the extent that I can think that it's me. Ultimately, the Kohen does his part, and maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him to be the vessel, and if he's a vessel, he has to be a Tov Ayin vessel. And then the bracha will have the kiyum, because the Kohen is a Tov Ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarech through the Kohen. If you are magdim, the bracha of Avram to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're missing the point. Because in order to appreciate what Brichas Kehanim is, you have to know where the source is. Once you acknowledge the source of the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Kel Elyon, then you can say Baruch Avram. The reason why Kohuna couldn't continue through shame, even though he had the maila of being a nadiv and a tov ayin, because he didn't have this other aspect. To appreciate or to be able that through what he did, to be able to express that the koach habracha has to be viewed first as starting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then coming through me to the person I'm blessing. So Avram was the tikkun of that. So therefore, we know Avram Avinu, he was the ultimate nadiv, and he was the ayin tova. As we know, the contrast, the foil to Bilam was Avram, and one of the midos that Bilam had was the ayin ra. Talked about ayin hara today in Shir, right? So Avram was the opposite, ayin tova. And the Rishonim, the Farshim, and the Mishnah, and the others point out, where do you see Avram as ayin tova? One of the examples is right here. When Melchizedek is offering him the rechush, Avram says, no, harmiyosi yodi Hashem, kel elyon. He emphasizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. Putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu first is Avram Avinu. and he wouldn't take an extra sroch now, an extra shoelace. So Avraham Avinu had everything that a kohen needs. He had the tov ayin, and therefore he spread the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, but he also had the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the Hemin Bashem. Avraham Avinu was the one who was the Rosh HaMaminim. Just to end with another angle on this, Sim Shalom Tovo Bracha is a tefillah for Birchas Kehanim to be fulfilled, right? At the end of Shmon Esrei. Well, you only say it when there's Birchas Kehanim. That's why Pesach Aschna says it by Shachris, not by Mincha. There's no duchening by Mincha except by Yatainis. Barchenu Avinu, Kulanu Ke'echad Bar Panacha. So the Ke'echad, many Rishonim learn Ke'echad is Avraham Avinu. Because there's a pasuk in Nach, two pasukim actually. Avram is Echad, Ki Echad Kirasiv. Avraham Avinu is synonymous with bracha, the Heye Bracha. He is a Mevarech, he is a Koacha Bracha, Hashem, Heye Bracha, Rashi says, the Bracha is a Mesuras B'Yadecha. Avraham epitomized Bracha. But we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us, Barchenu Avinu, Kulanu Ke'echad. Because why is Avraham called Echad? So the Rishonim and the Pasuk tell us why it's called Echad. But maybe it's the idea that Avraham Avinu's definition was, his mission was to spread the word of Hashem Echad, monotheism. So he put HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. Everything he did with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echad Ba'olam, and therefore the Nedibas Halev was merged together with the Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Avraham became the ultimate Kohen to come out the Kuna from Avraham Avinu. Good Shabbos.